Welcome to Radio Kitchen, I'm Al Spohler. Last week, we talked about making vegetable-based winter stews that could tempt and satisfy the most demanding palate. This week, we want to continue the theme and talk about how to use one of the last few local ingredients that are still in production, and that would be the winter greens. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of the Scola Cooking School, something really amazing happens to these greens once it's getting a little chilly and freezing out there.
That's true. A lot of them actually tend to become less bitter and much more palatable in the cooler weather. And, you know, under a little bit of plastic, they grow quite well as long as the sun's out.
It's really amazing. And, of course, an absolutely brutal sub-zero winter will do. But we have some nice winters every now and then in Maryland. So.
And this one's shaping up to be relatively
we
calm.
We hope so.
Yes, knock on wood.
Well, first of all, let's talk about which greens we're discussing.
Uh-huh.
For starters, there are spinach, kale, and arugula, but let's not stop there. We have mustard mm-hmm. greens, collards, which are becoming increasingly popular,
right,
and even beet and turnip tops.
Yes. So
they're all in the picture.
Mm-hmm.
And two things I can tell you about them, they can all be eaten raw or cooked,
right,
and they're really healthy.
Yes, they're very healthy. Lots of roughage. Yeah, I prefer most of them cooked.
I do too, yeah. Truth to tell.
Yeah.
But used a little bit here and there in a salad is not bad.
Right.
Let's talk about the characteristics of some of these things.
Okay.
Spinach
okay.
is pleasantly bitter, but
yeah.
the older it gets, the tougher it gets.
Yep.
So you may want to remove the stems and the older brushes. And keeping in mind, of course, it cooks way down in volume, so you have to buy a lot more than you think you're going to use. Now, kale has become extremely popular. And one of the problems, though, in enjoying kale is it's pretty tough.
It's very fibrous.
Yeah.
I think that's why I don't typically enjoy it raw, although you can put it in the freezer overnight and freeze it.
Mm-hmm.
The ice crystals cause some cellular damage, which breaks down the kale a little bit and allows it to be much more palatable raw. But I think it certainly is a green that requires some cooking. And if you're not going to do this little freezing trick, usually a substantial amount of cooking to get it to the point where mm-hmm. it's really enjoyable.
I agree. I've found some what they call flat leaf kale that mm-hmm. is a lot less tough.
Yeah.
And what I've been doing is cutting that in strips and blanching it. It works really well.
Yes.
Now, arugula is famously bitter and peppery, and
a little bit
goes a long way. And it's often smart to blend it with a milder, more complementary flavored green.
Yeah.
It's good raw in salads, but it does pretty well in cooked dishes.
It needs to be really fast cooked. It's not. It falls apart pretty quickly.
It does.
Tossing it in very little, right at the end.
Right, for stir fries, it's perfect. Mustard greens, I am very fond of.
Everybody should like these. I don't think anyone understands them, but they are actually a very flavorful green that adds a lot of complexity to dishes.
I agree, and I just, again, like to quickly blanch them
mm-hmm.
and then toss them into whatever I'm doing.
Yep.
Perfect. Collard greens, it's a big staple in the South. They're becoming popular.
Mm-hmm.
Very similar to kale. It has a somewhat thick leaf and a tough stem. But they always do taste sweeter after the first frost.
Yes.
So try to pick the younger, more tender bunches. And finally, beet greens.
Mm-hmm.
If you're buying beets, look for some with really nice, fresh greens on top.
Yeah, they tend to get pretty beaten up, though.
Yeah.
Nobody really pays attention to them, so the grocer doesn't treat them with the respect. But they're very good, and those are good raw in a salad.
They are. What we're going to do is put some ideas for how to use
sure.
these greens on the website so you can try them at home. But be brave, go out there and give them a shot. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.